I was thinking about how we create things. Our obsession is to create things in the world. We create our world out of the things that we create. So the it's a thing that we created. And then Nibbana being the no thingness seems just right.
Exactly. The word thing is a convenient fiction. And the Pali word sankhara is quite a close parallel to that. So a sankhara is more accurately a description of an event rather than a solid independent entity or object. And so it's a process. And so when we say a thing, like a book, a building, a person, it's a convenient fiction, it's an approximation. Say the building and the person are continually changing. Since we've gathered here this evening, we've been breathing in, breathing out. The air, the oxygen that was in the building when we walked in, some of that is now our bodies, right? Some of that which was a part of our body has now been breathed out as part of the carbon dioxide that's been pumped out into the air of Hertfordshire. So when we say my body, that's an approximation. It's a convenient fiction because the body is in a continual state of change. This book is in a continual state of change. The cover veneer is already peeling off, and it's got my scribbles inside it that it didn't have before I started doing these readings. So that when we say a thing, rather than the sort of the philosophy of Plato and some of the later European philosophers talking about a thing in itself, the Buddhist approach is, well, not exactly. And so no thingness is in a way more accurate to talk about not a thingness. And that the mind that goes from creating the world of things, me here, you there, inside, outside, as solid, fixed actualities, instead to see there's a continual flow of processes, of your perceptions and feelings that arise and pass away that are necessarily known from a subjective point of view. But the mind isn't creating that kind of solidity or substantiality. Like I was saying in the morning reflection this morning about the learning to recognize that the five khandhas, when we say form, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, that's an approximation. The development of insight is seeing the empty, insubstantial nature of those. There's a form, which is in a state of transformation, but no essence, no substance, nothing absolutely fixed there. So that Nibbana, that great peacefulness, is realized the more that insubstantial lack of fixity that there is in form, feeling, perceptions, mental formations, consciousness. And ignorance and suffering arise kind of basically exactly proportional to the degree that the mind makes the world of things. Me here, you there, this is mine, that's yours, this is good, that's bad, this is beautiful, that's ugly, this is delicious, this is disgusting. And makes those judgments into something substantial and real and solid. And so that's why that phrase of Lumpur Chah's is at the beginning of a talk, Convention and Liberation, where he says, all the things of this world are merely conventions of our own creation. Having established them, we get lost in them, giving rise to all kinds of trouble and confusion. So that sentence says the whole thing.